Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We continued our slide today across the board for grain futures. Corn down 7 to 8 cents, continues to grind and make new lows. That September contract did hit below $4, went to $3.97. So a lot of guys looking for that $4 level to bring some support. We will see going forward. Soybeans continue their slide as well. The old crop, July and August, both down 20-plus cents. August down 25 at 1274.5. Those are significantly off the highs from about 6 months ago. So a lot of selling off there. November beans as well lower, down about 6 cents, 1127. We did have an announcement of a pretty big sale of 347,000 metric tons of new crop soybeans to China. And that was partially why the Novembers didn't sell off as much of the old crop. And then wheat futures continued to hit the skids as well, trading the lowest they've seen since the first half of February. The lows back then were just under $6.25. So there is some possible room to the downside. A lot of us here in the Southern Plains are kind of in disbelief as our crop was so poor up to this point that how can it be selling off? You know, from the May high of just over $8.50 down here, we're almost $2 off that high.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We kicked off the week with this morning's export sales report. Wheat was right in the middle of the range of 417,000 metric tons, looking for 350 to 450. Corn was just above it at 1.08 million metric tons. The high end of the range was 1 million. And then soybeans were at the low end at 59,959. This afternoon, we have a crop condition and crop progress report. No surprises expected. Corn looking to be about 75% good to excellent. Beans 73%. Still record numbers there. 2 week forecast, normal temps, normal rains. Usually what happens in July is a pretty good indicator of what your crop's going to look like. And at this point, if the forecast holds true, it looks like we're going to have a pretty good crop. This Friday, we have a crop production and supply and demand here for the USDA. They'll update their numbers. So that could bring a little bit of change. Thursday before the holiday, Informa came out with their numbers for beans and corn. They're estimating 3.7 billion bushels total for corn. For soybeans, rather. That's 44.5 bushels per acre. Corn, they're estimating 13.7 billion bushels. That's 165 bushels per acre. There's a lot of people saying that it's going to be a lot bigger than 165, but time will tell.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle down 22 at 156.67, December down 85 at 155.20, September feeder cattle up 40 at 219.22, and October up 35 at 219.20. August lean hogs up 22 at 131.82. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 17.5 at 669.75, December down 17 at 680. July Chicago wheat down 23 at 545. 5. September down 22¾ at 5.56 and 3/4. September corn down 9 at $4.50 and December down 9 at $4.06 and 1/4. August soybeans down 26½ at $12.73¼ and September down 16½ at $11.50¼. October cotton down 156 at $70.23 and December down 185 at $70.21. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.